Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. We have this news just in. Various news sources, including the New York Times, are confirming that U.S. officials have confirmed that Abu Yahya Alibi, the second in command in al-Qaeda, was killed in a U.S. drone strike yesterday in North Waziristan. Early reports, there was confusion as to whether or not this man who was targeted had been killed, but now we have confirmation that he was. Let's bring in Eric Schmidt. He's a terrorism correspondent for the New York Times. Eric, have you spoken directly to officials? We're reading reports, but have you also spoken to officials?
I have. I've spoken to three officials in the U.S. government, Robin, who all confirmed that, as you reported, that Abu Yahya al-Libi, the number two guy in al-Qaeda in Pakistan, was killed in this drone strike. This is significant because after the death of Osama bin Laden last May, there are really only two significant leaders left in the al-Qaeda structure in Pakistan. Ayman al-Zawahiri, who took over as number one after bin Laden was killed, and then al-Libi today, who is... been killed. That leaves really only Zawahiri in charge.
Well, you say significant, but tell us more about that. First of all, who was he?
Sure. He was one of the late 40s, long-time al-Qaeda operative, came out of Libya, gained notoriety in the mid-2000s, 2005, when he broke out of the U.S. prison at Bagram in Afghanistan and gained kind of legendary status. He went on the internet after that and bragged about it and really increased his stature within the al-Qaeda family, if you will. But in recent years, he's been very important, Robin, as the general manager, if you will, of main al-Qaeda's operations out of Pakistan, coordinating with the various franchises that al-Qaeda now has in places like Northern Africa and Yemen, coordinating their activities with the core al-Qaeda in leadership.
Oh, Eric Schmidt, who we hope is still on his cell phone on a train. We're just getting these reports in that this al-Qaeda operative, Abu Yahya al-Libi, who was targeted by a U.S. drone strike in North Waziristan in Pakistan yesterday, has been killed. Earlier reports, there was some confusion as to whether or not he was killed. Eric, you there?
I'm here now. Yes, sorry about that.
No problem. We're so grateful that you could be there for us and that you have spoken to U.S. officials and confirmed this. You know, we spoke last week with your colleague, Scott Shane, who wrote that huge piece in The Times about President Obama's involvement in these drone strikes, that he is personally signing off on most of them, causing a lot of, you know, questions on all sides, but including from Pakistan. Pakistan is not at all happy about these strikes. We know there was response earlier today before it was known whether or not Alibi had been killed. What does this do? It certainly takes out the number two in al-Qaeda. What does it do for U.S.-Pakistani relations?
Well, interesting enough, I talked to a senior U.S. official in the government who's been involved in the negotiations with Pakistan over opening the supply routes. And they were very concerned, obviously, that some of the renewed flurry of drone strikes could hamper those discussions. Interesting, he said, when the Pakistani Foreign Ministry put out their statement criticizing the drone strikes, they didn't call in anybody at the U.S. Embassy in Islamabad to kind of read them the Riot Act, which is what they do if they're really mad. Mm-hmm. So this is primarily for domestic consumption in Pakistan. The Pakistanis don't want Alibi around any more than the Americans do. So they'll live with this strike, and we'll see what impact it has, if any, on these very difficult negotiations to open the supply routes through Pakistan into Afghanistan.
Yeah, and I was going to elaborate that the supply routes that you referred to that are closed are those that go through Pakistan to Afghanistan to U.S. troops in many occasions there, and Pakistan has shut them down out of anger over some of these drone strikes, which also take out 15, which also take out other people. In the case of this strike, we're told 15 other people killed. Do we have any idea if those were also considered al-Qaeda operatives? We heard early reports that these were people driving with Alibi, and we have about a minute left here.
Yeah, I think what I've heard was no other high senior al-Qaeda individuals, but what you would call kind of rank-and-file fighters and such, people with him, but they're still sorting out who was with him. But as you probably, from talking to Scott last week, the definition that they're using now is if you're hanging out with these guys, they're going to, going to consider you as extremist, as the person they're targeting.
Right, and even if you may be a civilian. Eric Schmidt, yep, terrorism correspondent for the New York Times, on a train somewhere. So, Eric, we really appreciate your answering the call to tell us more about news that the second in command in Al-Qaeda has apparently been killed by a drone strike in Pakistan. Eric, thanks so much.
Thank you, Robin.
Back in 30 seconds, here and now.